are going to go ahead and jump right in with our first interview on this Finally Friday. It's early this morning, but we are being joined by Councilman William Bump Roddy. So thank you for being here this early and starting off our Friday morning.
Absolutely. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy pre-Memorial Day weekend and all of that.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. So, of course, why we decided to bring you in this morning is probably two words that we've heard a lot about over the past two or three weeks. You can say it. Go ahead, Bump.
Rec funding.
There you go. That's right. The rec tax. So what I want you to do this morning is just to really jump in. Tell us what that rec tax looks like today, as of right now, and then what it could possibly look like after the third reading at the next York County Council meeting.
Well, just to give a little quick background, the rec tax funding was developed so that county residents could put a little money on the table, and we were acting as a middleman to move those funds over to the municipalities who provide basically your rec sports. Mm-hmm. Counties throughout South Carolina typically don't offer rec sports. It's within the municipalities. So they recognized a long time ago that county residents don't pay taxes to the city to participate. So we were kind of shoveling some money over. I was $1.5 million, and that money has grown over the years because more homes were built inside the county areas and in the unincorporated areas. So we were moving money over. Like I said, each year that pot of money got bigger. Cities wanted more of it. They couldn't really grasp how they were going to divvy up the money. If you notice, every year around budget time, we have rec funding tax conversations about this money. I think the money was about $1.4 million last year. So that's divided up and split up. And it was various formulas being used. We couldn't decide on one. What has changed since then, and I have some Rock Hill numbers. Last year, Rock Hill was given, I think it was $479,000. So when you go to someone and say, hey, next year you're not going to get that $479,000, just a check. We walk out the door, no accountability with it, no whatever. So we're looking now to tie those dollars and that support to the data, which shows how many kids participated in football, how many kids participated in basketball, how many kids participated in soccer, whatever sports offering the city offers. They'll send those names and addresses in. We verify them. Then we're looking to send out a stipend. We're at $75 per child. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about children right now. There's another component that will come later if we can settle what we're going to do with the youth. And obviously, I don't think there's going to be enough participation for, let's say, Rock Hill to generate that much participation to get $479,000. So obviously, we're looking at a budget cut or a revenue cut just with Rock Hill. But there are other ways that they can make up that funding with sending those registrations in, getting those participations numbers up. One thing that did come out of this year's conversation was that there are more kids in the Clover system from the unincorporated areas that participate with Clover than there are kids in Rock Hill from the unincorporated areas participating with Rock Hill. And that's basically due to a lot of travel ball, because you have travel football, you have travel baseball, you have travel soccer. All these teams are traveling now. So the local rec that's sponsored by your municipalities, those numbers are dwindling. Clover's taking off because they have a new addition over there with Field Day Park. So those, it's a lot of variables that go in there. And the other caveat that people are not really listening and talking about is that we're getting into the parks business. Not recreation, not sports recreation. We have Ebenezer Park, which has been around for a while. We have Catawba River Bend that's been around for a while. We have Allison Creek Park. We have Worth Mountain Nanny's. So we're getting into the parks business. So we're going to need some of this revenue ourselves. So that brought up the conversation about the countywide meal tax, which I'm glad to say no tax increase for 2026, FYI, because we went in and we kind of, Christy Cox, our chairwoman, she went in and looked extremely deep into this budget. We cut out several positions on Monday night. We looked to use the economic development money to pay for salaries and things in economic development. That money was typically set aside for offering companies a little more incentive to help with a road project or some things that they would need to put on the ground. So no new tax increase.
And we should mention, weren't these positions that weren't hired yet? Is that accurate?
Well, part of it is we're going to look at positions that have not been filled, that's been vacant for over 4 years.
Okay, okay.
And so we also look, we have some studies inside of our budget that we were able to say, let's look to do those in-house. And if we can do them in-house, we can save that money because we gutted it. We took the financing from that and shifted it over. So that's why we're able to drop. And we're county residents are actually going to see a drop in taxes this year because the one and a half mils have been removed just from the county. Because you got to remember, rec funding was only being collected from unincorporated citizens. So they're going to see a 1.5 mil decrease on their property tax. So it's a lot.
So this rec tax, and you alluded to this just a few minutes ago, right now you're trying to figure out that youth component before then, because there is another component that might affect senior citizen programming and special needs programming. We've heard a little bit about those.
Several council members have indicated that we want to look at how do we compensate or get something on the table for those municipalities who are offering these services. And not every municipality offers things like our city here in Rock Hill does. Rock Hill does an extremely great job of doing things for some seniors, for some of the disabled. They have Miracle Park. But you got to remember, that wasn't what the original intent of the rec tax was for. But we're a new age now. Things are being offered different. So we do want to look at that. But we have to settle the score with how we're going to divvy up and send revenues to these municipalities. We don't want to cut Rock Hill completely off because they do offer the service. We don't want to cut Fort Mill off because they do offer services. But we got to negotiate and get this thing down to what works for York County first. And the municipalities will fill in at that point, because the day of just giving a check to a municipality and us not knowing what we're getting for, what's the participation numbers, because that money should be tied to the participation. We're not here to serve as a budget filler, because budgets have grown over the years. We can't keep up. We can't do that. But what we're saying is, if there's county participation, let us cut you a check, whether it's $75, $85, $95, $100 for every kid that participates in football. That's from the unincorporated areas, because you got to remember, we're trying to offset some costs for the municipalities that the county residents are bringing to the table.
And it sounds like all of this has been very data generated. I mean, you are pulling data for how many, and you know, that's a good point. I wasn't even factoring in the whole travel ball and how travel ball has really, maybe, I don't want to say harmed the rec, but I mean, there's not as many kids who are playing with the municipality rec leagues because they are playing into travel ball, but that budget is still the same. Right. It's pretty much what you're saying.
And I've been in Rock Hill a long time, and I remember when elementary schools had Pee-wee, Small Fry, mm-hmm. Gray White teams. Every elementary school had those teams. Now we're having to combine two and three schools to fill one team. So we know football numbers are down. We know baseball numbers are down. No discredit to any municipality, but some parents want their kids in a higher level competition. So what do we do to get more kids participating at the local level? Our city's got to regenerate themselves and knock on some doors, get these parents, put your kids back in our rec programs. I don't know if they can if they're allowed to play local rec and travel ball. But that's a hectic schedule, because mm-hmm. travel ball now is every single weekend. Parents spend thousands of dollars just to be on a baseball team. They spend thousands of dollars just to play travel football, let alone the week in and week out costs. But that money would not be going to any travel sports, because those sports go outside of Rock Hill. They're not ran by municipalities. Those are private clubs, private entities. Hey, I'm going to put together a team. We're going to travel and play in North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. But we are looking to work, and it's been so frustrating because we hear from our county manager saying, hey, I'm sending out emails. I'm trying to get to the table so that we can settle this part, because we know council has indicated we want to do something.
And that was my question as we're talking to York County Councilman William Bumprati. And Bump, we appreciate you giving context, because this is a very sensitive issue. And as someone who has to follow and watch and monitor a lot of these council meetings, not just county, but these municipalities and the reaction they're having with city council, you know, town of Fort Mill had a long discussion on it this week. I guess my two-part question is, there seem to be I don't know if defensive is the right word, but you and Chairwoman Christy Cox both talked about the letters that were sent out from the municipalities and the possible misinformation. Where did that communication fall into the cracks? And I guess maybe the bigger question is, when you talked about taking some of those funding away, on the surface, that's what it looks like. Did you guys kind of expect a little bit of a fallout in a way?
Well, if you're taking something away from me, I'm going to fight to try to keep it if I need it, if I want it. And that's what we're seeing. But I'll say this from the letter standpoint. It was very disingenuous to send that out to everybody saying, hey, if you're probably going to be paying more next year because the county's going to cut some funding. That wasn't a good thing because now we're trying to put out this fire with our constituents at the same time be open and honest in discussions. And when people are beating us down the back saying, why are you taking this money? And the city's telling me I'm going to have to pay more to participate in tennis or lifelong learning. I'm like, that's not the intent. But we're not going to send funding to any municipality if they're going to run the price up the flagpole. The goal is to keep it as close to what you're paying now. And I tell people, if the city decides to increase their fees, that's their program. If the city decides to cut that program, that's their program.
Yeah.
Our focus is to assist them, not be a budget filler, because Rock Hill has so many parks, so many facilities. York doesn't have as many. Clover doesn't have as many.
Right.
Hickory Grove and those, they don't have those facilities. So we're not there to pay for your facilities. We're just going to put a little bit on the table to say, hey, we recognize county residents are participating in your programs. So that's kind of where we're at. It's been a tough road, but we look to be a partner. We've partnered with our city on economic development, with RECS funding. Just imagine, just last year was $479,000. The previous year was probably close to that or a little less. That money has grown every year. But it is a very small portion of Rock Hill's budget that goes into their parks and rec. Basically, it's a drop in the bucket. But we're not looking to take that money away. We're just going to use a different funding mechanism. If you have the participation, you can get the funding. You can get the money. It's gonna drop down some, but at the same time, county residents, city residents recognize we are generating a revenue stream to assist us as well to pay for our parks, our staff, our upgrades to our facility. We just did another facelift on Ebenezer Park, over $5 million. Beautiful. So we're going to need some of that money that we've been taking in and shelling out over here. We're still going to put some on the table, but at the same time, recognize what we're doing. And one of the emails said, y'all are putting parks on the ground that nobody wants to visit. Well, I beg to differ because we have some of the most popular parks in the state. Being put on the ground by the county.
Ebenezer Park's pretty popular.
Yeah, it's pretty popular.
Talk to people that live in that neighborhood. Yeah, we got a couple around here. Yeah.
And, Bump, when is the next county council meeting? And this will go into third reading at this point at the next meeting.
We meet the first and third Monday, so the first Monday in June. I hope we can get it done. If not, we will have to push it back to the third Monday. I hate for that to happen because we've been meeting about this budget. We've been transparent. We brought in consultants to tell us about rec funding. We've had workshops. We've had retreats. So we've been open and honest about everything we've been discussing. And hopefully we don't have a disaster at third reading where people are wanting to change this, do this, because we have to give staff time to figure out the numbers, because everything that we're looking to do, there's a dollar figure with it. And if you take money from here, it's going to affect something on the other side.
All right. Well, we appreciate you being here and starting off, kicking off our Friday morning.